Then Michael asks, well, when does the wind change? And here I see you have, why don't we ask Admiral Booth? He's an authority on such matters. Admiral, do you know when the wind will change? Things will come when they will. And then he begins his song.
Have no fear, me hearties, my hand seems true. Heave ho and hold a steady course tonight. I've never lost a battle, I've never lost a crew. Of course, I've never really been in a fight. But I'm primed, ripe, and ready, ready to do or die, ready to face the briny blast and blow. So heave ho, me hearties, and fight the colors high. And we'll sink the enemy
low. That's right, but you can't sink a wind, and then
they
all sing together.
And they all sing. I swing on the sea of the enemy and send them down to their doom, down to their doom, 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 doom. It's plain to see why the Admiral Chief is proud of the power of Admiral Brown. They are skimming along the ocean in their beautiful house. It looks like it doesn't look like a boat. It looks like a house, but they're on the ocean anyhow.
Yes, yes, I see.
And he sings away in his lusty sea chanty voice. They've all changed into seaman's suit, except for Mary Poppins, who is just quietly sipping her tea.
Oh, look! There's a whirlwind. Ho, ho! Whirlwind to leeward. Battle station, clear the rigging before the target death.
Michael Jane and Binnacle go below to the drawing room.
But only the Admiral will carry it off while Binnacle and the children go below. And Mary Poppins takes it.
With the harpoon?
Yes. She takes it from the side.
And just, by Jove, harpoon whale. Very good, very good.
She's done away with the harpoon. She's always saying it's time to go home.
Actually, Mr. Travers, you know, in this particular case, at that boom, you know, you just sort of fade out.
That's right. Good.
You don't have to go into a spot.
No, no.